She sighed as she looked around. Tell you what I don't like about a place so goddamned orderly like this. As an artist, it's the lines that get me. All the straight lines in the walls, on the floors, in the corners that turn into boxes like coffins. The only way I can get rid of the boxes is to take a few drinks. Then all the lines get wavy and wiggly, and I feel a lot better about the whole world. When things are all straight and lined up this way, I get morbid. Ugh! If I lived here, I'd have to stay drunk all the time. Suddenly, she swung around and faced me. Say, could you let me have 5 until the 20th? That's when my alimony check comes. I usually don't run short, but I had a problem last week. Before I could answer, she screeched and started over to the piano in the corner. I used to play the piano. I heard you fooling around with it a few times, and I said to myself, that guy's goddamned good. That's how I know I wanted to meet you, even before I saw you. I haven't played in such a goddamn long time. She was picking away at the piano as I went into the kitchen to make coffee. You're welcome to practice on it any time, I said. I don't know why I suddenly became so free with my place, but there was something about her that demanded complete unselfishness. I don't leave the front door open yet, but the window isn't locked. And if I'm not here, all you've got to do is climb in through the fire escape. Cream and sugar in your coffee? When she didn't answer, I looked back into the living room. She wasn't there, and as I started toward the window, I heard her voice from Algernon's room. Hey, what's this? She was examining the 3-dimensional plastic maze I had built. She studied it, and then let out another squeal. Modern sculpture, all boxes and straight lines. It's a special maze, I explained, a complex learning device for Algernon. But she was circling around it, excited. They'll go mad for it at the Museum of Modern Art. It's not sculpture, I insisted. I opened the door to Algernon's living cage, attached to the maze, and led him into the maze opening. My God, she whispered. Sculpture with a living element. Charlie, it's the greatest thing since junkmobiles in Tincania. I tried to explain, but she insisted that the living element would make sculpture history. Only when I saw the laughter in her wild eyes did I realize she was teasing me. It could be self-perpetuating art, she went on. A creative experience for the art lover. You get another mouse, and when they have babies, you always keep one to reproduce the living element. Your work of art attains immortality, and all the fashionable people buy copies for conversation pieces. What are you going to call it? All right, I sighed. I surrender. No, she snorted, tapping the plastic dome where Algernon had found his way into the goal box. I surrender is too much of a cliché. How about, life is just a box of mazes? You're a nut, I said. Naturally. She spun around and curtsied. I was wondering when you'd notice. About then the coffee boiled over. Halfway through the cup of coffee, she gasped and said she had to run because she had a date a half hour earlier with someone she met at an art exhibit. You wanted some money, I said. She reached into my half-open wallet and pulled out a $5 bill. Till next week, she said, when the check comes. Thanks a mil. She crumpled the money, blew Algernon a kiss, and before I could say anything, she was out the window onto the fire escape and out of sight. I stood there, foolishly looking after her. So damned attractive. So full of life and excitement. Her voice, her eyes, everything about her was an invitation. And she lived out the window and just a fire escape away.